fun conversation with the executive director of the Idaho Wine Commission, David Sparks, with the Ag Information Network of the West. Moya Schatz-Dolesby of the Idaho Wine Commission called this year's wine harvest the tale of two harvests because of the cold. I asked her exactly what that meant, and she got a little iffy.
Everything you say is like tentative. Well, what's the waiting game?
Well, I think it's just more so seeing how it tastes after we make it. Like, it looks okay, but I mean, how are those flavors going to be? They're definitely not as concentrated, but maybe we'll have lighter red styles. I don't know. That hasn't happened to us before.
The collective wineries in the state of Idaho are biting their fingernails?
I would say it depends on how the crops, the yields. The vineyards that had lower yields were fine, but the ones that had 5-6 tons an acre, they weren't ripe enough yet as a whole. So if you can say, like, well, my Merlot that was cropped at 2 tons an acre, 3 tons an acre turned out to be okay, but my neighbor who was cropped at 6 tons, his didn't look as good.
I'll use the analogy of tomatoes. Tomatoes in a grocery store typically taste like plastic because they're not vine ripened. Translate that to grapes. If you harvest a grape just a little bit early prior to a frost in order not to lose the grape, does that affect the flavor just like a tomato would be?
Yeah, because it wouldn't be ripe enough. It would taste green.
So you can't make wine out of green grapes.
Well, you shouldn't. Not recommended.
This is David Sparks.